Stranger Things. Stranger Things is a worldwide phenomenon that blew up in popularity on Netflix, a streaming service that allows anyone to watch a wide variety of award-winning TV shows, movies, documentaries, and more. Stranger Things' debut was 15th of July, 2016. The first season, a lot of things happened. It's based in Hawkins, Indiana, 1983. The main characters is a friend group of four boys. There was Lucas, Will, Dustin, and Mike. But one night, Will went missing while he was riding on his bike. Whilst the others searched for him for countless days going through the woods, they encountered a girl wearing a yellow dressing gown. She had short hair and looked like she was freezing cold. The group were in shock. They didn't know what to do. Mike, Will's best friend, decided to step up and take her in and keep her in his basement. They thought Mike was crazy, but he didn't care. Just before he went to bed, he tried to get to know her better. He asked, "Hi, I'm Mike. What's your name?" She didn't reply. She just showed him a number on her arm. Mike then asked, "Is your name 11?" She then nodded. Dilemmas the group had. Trying to keep 11 safe from Dr. Brenner. Dr. Brenner and his group were seen interrogating the Wheeler's house, and 11 was seen through the window whilst Mike looked at her. Though being interrogated, the person that was interrogating Mike looked at the window and 11 disappeared. Again, in another scene, Dustin, Lucas, Mike, and 11 were pedaling, trying to get away from Brenner and his group from capturing 11. They were chasing them in vans. They blocked the group in one street. Three vans were coming from behind and one from in front. When the van in front got too close, she flipped it over the group, blocking the other vans with her telekinetic powers. What happened to Will? Searching for days and countless nights attempting to find Will in the woods, they couldn't find anything at all for a lead to attempt to find him. Jim Hopper, the chief of police force in Hawkins, Indiana, is also jumping on the case of looking for the buyer's boy. 11 led the three boys to the lake where they presumed Will's body had been found, because around the lake there was fire trucks and ambulances at the water bank. Hopper stared in shock as the fire brigades pulled out Will's body out of the water. Everyone, including Will's friends, were in disbelief about his death. Hopper was suspicious about Will's presumed death, so he went to the morgue in Hawkins' lab and found Will's body. Hopper cut it open to find stuffing inside of a fake body, which shocked Hopper to his core. To find someone had made a fake body, which meant Will was still alive. Kills the Demogorgon. They were running from the Demogorgon that had killed the head of Hawkins' lab, Dr. Brenner. The group ran into a classroom in their school. 11 pinned the Demogorgon to the wall and obliterated it, and she disappeared with it. She had went into the Upside Down, but sooner than later, she found her way out and ventured into a forest. But one cold night, when she went through the forest, she came across a box with Eggos in it. She grabbed it and ran, hungry as anything. Will was in an alternate dimension called the Upside Down, and he communicates from the Upside Down using Christmas lights Joyce hung up on her wall. Christmas lights have never been more essential than when Will uses them to somehow communicate from the Upside Down with Joyce Byers. His ever-crazed seeming mom, he flicks the Christmas lights decorations on and off to correspond with the letters Joyce has etched onto her living room wall, cementing in her mind that he's still alive. Eleven finds Will. The boys, with the help of Hopper and their baffled science teacher, utilize a paddle pool, goggles, and duct tape to build a way for Eleven to amplify her powers to search the Upside Down for Will. But the bad news, Bob, Eleven discovers they didn't make it, and justice for her death will have to wait. The good news is that Eleven finds Will unconscious, but still alive. All Hopper and Joyce have to do now is race over to Hawkins' lab and go through the entrance to the Upside Down. The aftermath. It's several months later, and Will has returned to his family, though the effects of his trauma remain. This is no clearer when he burps up a black slug. Not ideal after everything he's already been through. And I thank you for listening to my Stranger Things Season 1 recap, and I hope you've enjoyed.